As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We like to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have we have a great show. We're going to be talking about the end of modern medicine. Maybe, maybe not. And the scientific community is talking about this, okay? We're going to see what they're saying. Also, we're going to be talking about your diagnosis, you know, how important it is to vet your diagnosis. And we'll see how much time we have after that, and we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Yep, I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are, too. I'm seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees. And we're going to be talking about devotional today is scripture that addresses doubt, where in 1 Timothy it says, 1 Timothy 2, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Proverbs 24 says, if you have faith in the day of adversity, your strength will be your shield and guard. If you do not, it'll your strength will be small. So you don't want to faint. In other words, Mark 9 says, Jesus said to them, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Well, I'll take it. Amen to that. And I hope you're mind the time, because it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right. I don't know. I think people go to watch spectator sports. I don't know, Frank. I'm not a big spectator sport fan. You know, people go to football and they go to NASCAR and all that stuff. Well, and what do people do there? Well, they eat and drink when they go to these events. Well, the health department inspectors actually go out to these venues that serve food in these stadiums. One health department inspector at the Coors Field in September said he found a mouse in a commercial-sized bag of Cracker Jacks, along with 5 live cockroaches in a trap in the storage room. Then 2 weeks earlier, they also had found lots of mouse droppings in the kitchen floor, on food prep trays, inside a bin of rice, and amongst bags of cookies that had been chewed. Also, they found a dead mouse, and a live mouse was also found on the premises. So inspectors on these visits did cite Coors Field food locations for a high level of health violations. And this is just a few of thousands of these violations that go on in North America. So the NFL stadiums, the MLB, the NBA, the NHL venues. According to Outside the Lines analysis, more than 16,000 routine food safety inspection reports are filed with the local health departments. And about 28% of these venues, half or more of them, will have food service high violations. So this is the type of unsanitary condition that can pose a significant foodborne health risk. So remember that next time you're at a stadium and you want to go get a hot dog. Moving along in the quack report, researchers are confirming kids that get a lot of excessive screen time on their computers and phones and tablets are going to irreversibly harm their brains. That's right. This is a study, the Adolescent Brain Cognitive Development Study. They said the screen time does impact a child's mental health and emotional development. It changes, they said, the physical structure of the brain. So the children who spend more than 2 hours per day in front of these screens get lower scores on their thinking and language tests. And teenagers spend 4.5 hours on average on their mobile phones each day. So they tested thousands of kids with MRIs, and they compared these children's MRI brain scans to those who don't deal with the technology. So what they found is the kids that are exposed to all this technology, they have premature thinning of the outermost layer of the brain, the cortex, compared to their peers that don't use technology. So the cortex is responsible for your sensory input and the type of higher order functions that make us humans and not animals. Last but not least in the quack report, ginger, your ginger root, proven to be very effective at treating, guess what, tuberculosis. This was a study that got published in the Journal of Complementary and Integrative Medicine. They said ginger was very effective at treating tuberculosis. It had powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant components, and it fought the tuberculosis. Strong radical scavenging properties. So tuberculosis can become really a death threat, because it's more and more cases are cropping up because get the illegals coming into the country, and so it's the most widespread single infectious agent in the world. So tuberculosis is. So remember your ginger root and other herbs that are going to build up the immune system, also very effective. So remember, God's herbs are good. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking about the end of modern medicine. Well, we'll see about that. because it was kind of a surprise announcement reading that top scientific officials in the UK were sharing their concern that resistant antibiotic bacterial infections were at the point to cause a global health threat and the end of modern medicine. So I'm saying to myself, was that an overreaction? Well, Dr. Sally Davies, she's the chief medical officer in the UK, she released an official warning about the escalating risk of massive death from bacterial infections no drugs can stop. She urged the global medical communities to band together to find a solution or face a massive die-off of 10 million people within the next 30 years. So according to an editor, Elsie Andrews of IFL Science, she said modern medicine has dropped the ball when it comes to protecting the population from deadly bacteria. They report that in the United States, there's 2 million infected with antibiotic-resistant bacteria, and 23,000 people die annually. So many of these infections are really acquired when people are admitted to the hospital. So on a global scale, there are 700,000 infected people, according to Dr. Davies. And Elsie Andrews also reported that an extreme antibiotic dose of 1,000 milligrams offers no protection. Now, lab tests are showing that the bacteria in a Petri dish, this would be your drug-resistant bacteria, when they put it in a Petri dish, it shows that the infection spreads by 100% complete within 11 days. So that we're going to take a look, closer look at this risk and, you know, what we could do to protect ourselves. Let me read you a quote from Dr. Sally Davies, chief medical officer in the UK. She says, "We really are facing, if we don't take action now, a dreadful post-antibiotic apocalypse." She said that, apocalypse. So when antibiotics, she say, lose their effectiveness, it will spell the end of modern medicine. End of quote. Well, and then she also tapped into something that, you know, I hadn't thought of. Without antibiotics, surgeries are going to be rationed, severely rationed. That's right. According to Dr. Davies, she says, if medicine has no antibiotics to fight bacterial infections that, you know, common surgical procedures would put you at risk, then those procedures become more dangerous. So procedures, she says, like cesarean sections, tonsillectomies, cancer treatments, and knee and hip replacements would become less frequent. Invasive procedures offer risk to infections, and will patients and doctors want to take that risk? Also, Dr. Davies says that organ transplants would absolutely become a thing of the past. Yeah. All right, so bacterial infections are more dangerous, we're being told, more dangerous now than cancer. Well, they did a map spread. There was this meeting of the health authorities in Berlin, and they set up a projection of a map that of the spread of death, they said, by the bacterial infections that modern medicine says can no longer stop. So the superbug map is what scientific medicine has levied on mankind, and did so knowingly from the 1940s when they did confirm that bacterial infections do become resistant to the antibiotics. So they've known for some time that this is going to be a problem since the 40s. Yeah. So 60, 80 years ago, they had a lot of time. They burn in daylight. They could have found a solution, don't you think? All right. Here's another quote from Dr. Davies. She says, when people die of these infections, family members just think their loved one died of an uncontrolled infection. This is a serious issue, and it's causing death. The subject is hidden from public view, or they would be up in arms. It will only get worse unless immediate action's taken now, she says. All right, so let's lay the blame where the blame needs to be laid. According to many health experts, the problem with drug-resistant bacterial infections is the uneducated use of antibiotics by doctors. So the history shows that 1 out of 3 prescriptions was for a condition not requiring an antibiotic treatment. So the use of antibiotics is exploited also tenfold in treating animals. So it's estimated that 70% of the antibiotics used in the United States go to the farms. So antibiotics are found in fertilizer. So the Swedish study was reporting, Biomed Central reported on this in June in 2009. They found vancomycin antibiotic-resistant bacteria in sewage waste water, often used later for fertilizer. Therefore, these drug-resistant bacteria are on the human food sources and inside them. So researchers state that about 80% of the fertilizer samples contain the drug-resistant strains of bacteria in them. So the spread of microbial bacterial infection is on the farms thanks to modern medicine. And the United Nations Foundation is researching the bacterial threat and has constructed this global action plan. And part of the plan is reducing the use of antibiotics to circumvent resistance. Here's what the World Health Organization said September 2017. Antibiotics are running out. No new drugs to replace them. End of quote. Short and sweet, kind of says it all, huh? Well, here's a quote from Tim Jinks. He's with Drug Research Infectious Health Research. He says, together we can stop the superbugs undermining the whole of modern medicine. Undermining, huh? Kathy Talkington, she's an antibiotic expert with Pew Charitable Trust. She says, Brazil, China, and India, and other countries where antibiotics are doled out for everything from headaches to fatigue to childbirth and have created this bona fide drug-resistant problem. Well, again, here it is, doctors being uneducated. See? All right, we're going to look at the pillars of medicine here real quick. Because modern medicine's house is upheld by pillars. And I gave them names. One is anatomy. The other is diagnostics. The other pillar is drug therapy. And the last one is surgery. So even though there are different categories of drugs and some outsell antibiotics, it is the mode of treatment done in healthcare which exposes patients to bacterial infections that has become the problem. So although antibiotics have helped, you know, save people from things like tuberculosis in the past, pneumonia and syphilis, and a host of other health problems, the overuse has left us now with a much more dangerous threat. So according to health experts, without effective antibiotics, no one will feel safe entering a hospital where germs are. Think about that. You won't even want to visit anybody there. Oh, there are germs on all those surfaces. Let's look at another quote by Kathy Talkington, antibiotic expert. She says, a lot of what we do every day in the hospital depends on having antibiotics to work effectively. A lot of what they do every day, they got to have those antibiotics? Wow. You didn't know antibiotics were so pivotal, did you? Well, what about the cost? Well, when experts are looking at all these maps and the rationing of antibiotics and the loss of life, they're going to actually just present the economic loss, and that's going to be $3 trillion by the year 2030. So the problem some scientists are really not able to grasp is that science may not be able to keep up with evolving bacteria, and as the problem currently stands, there are a few drugs available. Well, yes, Frank, I'm going to get to the herbal solutions to this very drug-resistant problem. You just hold on to yourself there. We're getting there. You're way ahead of me. Well, very good. All right, well, let's look at what the U.S. plan is, because what is the United States doing about this? We've talked about Berlin and the UN, the WHO. What are we doing? Well, in 2015, Obama issued an antibiotic-resistant action plan that cost us about $1 billion. Trump has continued to fund that plan of research, and Congress boosted the funding for it. Now, the FDA has prohibited the use of antibiotics for livestock growth and also in food-producing animals. It has declined. They're not using as many antibiotics on the farm as since 2009. So tens of millions of dollars is really going into this huge problem. To what? Well, to create new antibiotics. Actually, they're making 8 new categories of antibiotics. 20 nations have pledged work towards replenishing the shelves full of antibiotics, and no changes in regulations have been issued to restrict the use of antibiotics, especially in countries like China and India. And as you know, bacteria travels globally. So what other countries, what they're doing with respect to treating bacterial infections is going to impact the entire globe. So my question is, adding more antibiotics, stronger antibiotics, is that going to be the answer? Or is that going to be, you know, the grain of rice that tips the scale to our demise? That's my question. What's going to happen with that? Science really doesn't have any idea. They don't look that far down the road. If they had, they would have known we'd have antibiotic-resistant problems right now. Well, you know, it's kind of like the Achilles heel. The antibiotic-resistant bacteria could be the Achilles heel of modern medicine. So if there is an end to modern medicine, I think it may be a combination of things. It may include, let's say, an economic collapse. And I don't think it's just going to be because we ran out of antibiotics. So one thing is certain, though. Those that hate the Lord love death. That's Proverbs 8:36. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. That's 2 Corinthians 3. So if you believe in Scripture, you're going to understand that God's medicinal herbs offer a safe alternative from dangerous drugs and infections. From Genesis to Revelation, he tells you that. So the wise people look at that. And if you have a safe alternative, that's the liberty of the Lord right there, helping you out. So let's look at some herbal allies. Frank was jumping the gun a little bit there. He says garlic is the answer. You'd give them out like candy on Halloween. Yeah. Garlic is one of those wonderful herbs I definitely would use for gram-positive, gram-negative, whatever the bacteria is. You know, you can positively impact and actually magnify the action of your immune system that God gave you with concentrated plant chemicals of your medicinal herbs. So these sources will have no side effects, like, you know, unlike the prescription drugs. So herbs that assist, you know, your immune system are going to be garlic, like Frank points out, echinacea root, American ginseng, cayenne, onion. So medicinal herbs really have complex components that your drug-resistant bacteria are not going to be familiar with, so they won't be resistant to those. Now, medical doctors and drug companies know that herbs like garlic have a very successful track record of wiping out the common cold, tuberculosis. And of course, you can add your ginger root for inflammation, and we mentioned that in the Quack Report. It also wipes out strep, influenza, staph, E. coli, salmonella, and much, much, much more. So herbs really are able to help your immune system deal with these biological nasty agents, these threats. So you can fire up your immune system, you know, to make an army of lymphocytes, which are your killer T cells made out of white blood cells. So these are germ killers. But they're not going to destroy friendly bacteria. They're very discerning. So think of your immune system actually manufacturing a smart bomb just for the drug-resistant bad bacteria. So the Journal of Nutrition published a study that showed that immune-enhancing herbs like your garlic help the immune system maintain that delicate balance for efficient function. So antibiotics, on the other hand, they suppress immune system function. They disassemble it. And they mess with your adaptive guardian cells within the immune system, and they wind up destroying healthy bacteria, making your body pretty much a petri dish for infectious bacteria to grow. So herbs which support immune system function are efficient, effective against these superbugs because that your immune system has adaptive capabilities, can take immune system pathogens, antibodies they've made in the past, and tweak them, if you will, to fit the new bacteria. And then they have no resistance to that. Your drug-resistant bacteria don't know what to do with that. Well, they die is what happens. So you don't want to undermine what God gave you. Your immune system is kind of like a muscle. And when you don't use it, it becomes lazy and useless. So it must be active in order to protect you, even from the superbugs. So the immune-boosting herbs that I like to use are garlic because of the broad-spectrum infection protection it offers. It's antiviral and bacterial and fungal. Your echinacea root, your ginseng, astragalus, all these are herbs. You add some cayenne and ginger root for fast delivery and circulation through the system. That drives them quickly. And you can even throw in some mullein to soothe inflamed or stressed out glands and take the cellular stress off your glands, which is part of your immune system as well. So you're going to find all those herbs in the immune boosting section formula of the powerherbs.com website, or you can find them in the Apothecary Herbs product catalog. All you have to do is pick up the phone and request a free catalog at 866-229-3663. Now, that's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. That's 866-229-3663. And if you want to visit the website, it's thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because it will empower you and your immune system. You know, work with what God gave you. Don't undermine it. Also, they are having their wellness and end of year inventory sale. So you will save 35% on your purchases now through the end of December. So you can shop online. You can shop through the mail-in catalog. Just make sure you get your orders in and postmarked by the 31st of December. Or you can just call and say, hey, I want to place an order. I want the December discount. And you shall receive that. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yeah, take that power back. Put it in your hands. That's where, you know, and save a ton of money. Not to mention, you know, and your immune system function. All right. We got a few minutes before we got to take a little break, but we're going to be talking about for, a little bit. We're going to be talking about your diagnosis. It's so important. If you don't know what's wrong and you go to the doctor and you get a diagnosis, how do you know that diagnosis is right? Now, we've talked about diagnoses in the past. Yep. I've reported before that medical diagnosis could be wrong 20% of the time. Okay, medicine's reported on that already. It's not my fictitious number that I just pulled out of the air. They know they have a diagnostic problem. So we have to keep that in mind, you know, and take God with you to your office appointments, you know, and pray. And you may need a second or even a third opinion because you want to make absolutely sure. Whether you go with allopathic treatments or you go the natural route, you need to know, you know, what it is so you know what your options are. Well, I can see we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we'll have more. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Go green. Herb Talk Live Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
How do you vet your diagnosis? You know, we tend to think that, you know, this means that patients who have a serious health problem are misdiagnosed with their different condition, right? They get a diagnosis for something what they don't have. That's why we call it a misdiagnosis. But we rarely think that patients could be told they have a serious health condition when they don't have one at all, okay? So either way, the misdiagnosis is a problem. And due to the likelihood of being misdiagnosed, many hospitals are adopting their computer programs, you know, the artificial intelligence programs, hoping to reduce the error margin. So if you have, let's say, 10 people looking for a diagnosis, at least 2 of them are going to be misdiagnosed. And you don't want to be one of those 2 people. Therefore, a second or even a third opinion may be necessary. So patients today have more information available online to conduct some health searches, and they can help ask. Even these searches can help you, you know, ask important questions when you do go see your medical physicians when you're hunting for the answers to what's wrong. So let's take a look at one area in medicine that seems to be struggling with misdiagnosis to the point of an epidemic level. All right, this is called the artificial epidemic, and not my label, by the way. It's medicine's label. Recently, researchers at the Australian National University reported that there is an artificial epidemic for thyroid cancer. Their report was published in the October 2018 Journal of Clinical Oncology, and it used the term over-diagnosing rather than misdiagnosing. So just this one artificial epidemic is costing billions of dollars, and patients are getting unnecessary treatments. So it's estimated that this artificial epidemic of thyroid cancer is going to cost $300 million United States dollars in Australia in the year 2019. So depending on the stage of your cancer, the doctor tells the patient he or she has, then the treatments are going to vary. And the treatments they would be recommended to have are things like hormone therapy, radioactive iodine, surgery to remove part or all of the thyroid, or maybe the lymph nodes, or maybe even a neck dissection, radiation, of course, and chemotherapy. So what would be some of the symptoms if you had thyroid cancer? Well, typically you have a lump in your neck, you have some swelling of the neck, may have pain in the front of your neck, may have persistent hoarseness or voice changes, swallowing difficulties, and persistent cough that's not due to a viral or bacterial infection. Well, let's talk about the 25-year course, because according to this lead researcher, Dr. Sonhal Doy, he says the artificial epidemic of thyroid cancer has been increasing threefold over the last 25 years. So one component that patients may not be aware of is that thyroid cancer has a low death rate, he says. The thyroid tumors really don't usually progress into clinical forms of cancer, according to Dr. Doy. He goes on to say that there are 2,500 new cases of thyroid cancer diagnosed annually in Australia, and in the United States, there's 53,900 cases, with a majority of them being women, over 40,000, and about 1,000 of them being children or teenagers. Let me read you this quote from Dr. Doy. He's a professor of clinical epidemiology, Australian National University Research School of Health. He says, overly meticulous examinations are detecting the condition in the early stages and resulting in unnecessary surgeries. Active monitoring rather than intervention is appropriate in most cases, he says. So Dr. Doy made a comparison. He said thyroid problems compared, let's say, to prostate problems. He says with the prostate, the normal course of treatment is, well, let's monitor it, the condition. Let's look at it before we go and jump into surgery, you know. Let's look at monitoring and some other first treatments offered. Whereas in, you know, the thyroid area, they're kind of just rushing the patients onto surgery. And Dr. Doy also points out your surgical procedures do have consequences. He says thyroid surgery comes with substantial consequences. He says patients will need lifelong medications such as thyroid replacement hormones, and there are also risks of complications to the surgery such as nerve damage and damage to surrounding glands. Dr. Doy also suggests that the public educate themselves about the condition to avoid unnecessary and costly treatments and risk. He goes on to say, quote, people with this type of thyroid cancer can sometimes live normal lives and have normal life expectancy and die from another cause like heart disease or breast cancer. So he says there really is no real point for intervention in benign cases and when there is no other physical problems present, end of quote. Well, good sound, you know, advice, you know, common sense advice there. Well, let's look at some of the data. The research team did analyze autopsy data on thyroid cancer from all over the world over a 60-year period. Some regions had high and others low occurrence. However, the data from the 1960s gave them the projection for the threefold increase. They stated that the thyroid cancer has remained unchanged in the time, and the incidence in the number of cases, the increases, has been driven up by increased use of detection tests or overuse of them, meticulous overuse of them, he says. So are these tests accurate? Is a good question, isn't it? According to science, all medical tests have an error margin of 20%. So when they do blood tests, MRIs, CAT scans, ultrasounds, needle biopsies, that's usually how they test the thyroid for problems. You might want to have it retested somewhere else. So we're going to connect the dots here. Why is there such a problem with the thyroid these days? Well, there is a lot of thyroid dysfunction. In some instances, it can be actually traced back to hormones and other unnatural substances that are in our foods now. And that, with the lack of organic nutrients in our food, has the thyroid gland not functioning like it should. So here is what one expert said is contributing to thyroid diseases. Eating foods that contain thyroid-suppressing toxins, mineral-depleted foods, and also prescription medicines. So a significant connection is that when the thyroid function declines, guess what? Cholesterol levels increase. Here is a quote from the Journal of Nutrition and Environmental Medicine, 2001. They said this: "This is well documented since the 1930s. When thyroid function declines, cholesterol levels rise because active thyroid hormone is required for the conversion of cholesterol into protective youth hormones to help us keep us alive. Instead, doctors just put patients on cholesterol drugs, which is one of the most prescribed drugs after painkillers," end of quote. Well, you talk about not doing your due diligence as a medical physician. Seriously, if I can find this stuff, why can't the doctors have this knowledge to share with their patients and treat them accordingly? Well, they just throw them on more drugs. That's their solution is, here, take this pill. Call me in the morning. Here's a quote from, again, the Journal of Nutrition and Environmental Medicine. They say, "Studies indicate that inadequate iodine intake will result in conditions that promote thyroid tumor growth," end of quote. So really, the base, connector is, you're mineral deficient, especially in natural iodine if you've got thyroid problems. Yep. And the thyroid does control a lot of other things because it produces hormones that affect other functions of the body, like sleep and breathing during sleep. So if you got sleep apnea, it's a thyroid imbalance, then medicine's already discovered that. But, you know, they'll just sign you up for, you know, a CPAP machine rather than, hey, get some natural iodine going. Also, I want you to notice the levy. Countries like the UK and Australia are really under the universal health insurance levy by their governments. They are taxed for healthcare. So in Australia, the coverage starts at about 10% of their income, and in the UK, it's 20%. So people of both countries complain about the quality of their care, long waits, and no flexibility. So should something come up and you can't make your appointment, they return you to the back of the wait line. You have to start all over again, you know? So they also complain about the lack of availability of alternative products for health. Now, in the United Kingdom, they're prohibited from talking amongst each other about health alternative information that isn't approved by their government. However, you can get as much cholesterol-lowering medication as you want and all the thyroid drugs that you need. So in the modern age, the motto is to keep the population, and this includes medical physicians, as uninformed as possible regarding natural wellness, and that is in order to control the health under mandates if necessary. People who control your health control your life. See? So you want to feed the thyroid is the point. I have had the opportunity actually to test the organic iodine that you get in the black walnut. Now, it's going to be your highest level of natural iodine. Now, to be clear, we're not talking about the black walnut nut that you get on the bake aisle at the grocery store. We're talking about that stuff between the outer hull and the nut that we use for the natural iodine. So black walnut is found to be very useful. If you layer in some mullein to soothe the exhausted thyroid gland, and then some Siberian ginseng for synergistic energy, it really does boost that thyroid back to life, and it can balance. So the key is, though, the natural iodine, not a synthetic form, and black walnut's going to have your highest natural component of that. So make sure that You know, I like it in a liquid. It just works better. You can adjust dose, put it in juice or water. You can mix it with your ginseng and your mullein and make a thyroid shot. Bam, get it done. And, you know, people say, well, how long is this going to take? What's the course of treatment? What am I in for? I mean, I have to wrap my brain around these questions because we're so used to the modern medicine approach to making you a patient for life and you're on this drug forever. That's not what natural wellness is about. It's about restoring strength to the body so the body can heal itself. Once you're healthy and well, you don't really need to be, you know, hanging on to medications. You may want to keep some around for a maintenance dose from time to time, but it's not something that you have to take every day for the rest of your life. So we got to break those chains off of our thinking as what wellness is. Now, if you've had, let's say, sleep apnea for a while, you may also be having some heart issues, because I've seen a correlation with people with high cholesterol and heart problems with the sleep apnea. And again, when the thyroid's not working, the cholesterol spikes. So you may want to also balance in some heart-strengthening herbs, and, of course, that's not a bad idea. So if you're looking for the sleep apnea pack, which has the natural iodine, black walnut, in it, and they do have a wonderful heart cholesterol blood pressure formula and some other things at thepowerherbs.com, I mean, your healthcare options are endless there. So you can check them out at thepowerherbs.com or call and get a free catalog and look through it. Call them up, ask questions. The web address is thepowerherbs.com, toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And this is a professional strength formulation that practitioners would be using, but lucky you have access to it. So it's not the kind of stuff you see in stores. So this is home of the game changer formulas, basically. Don't forget, 35% off is their December sale at the powerherbs.com website. Apothecary Herbs also honors that sale as well. And you can stock up and save during this month, and I would recommend you do that. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about this risk and association with heart risk and sleep apnea. We're going to touch this in just a minute here because we got like 22 million Americans with sleep apnea. And if you don't know what that means, it's they stop breathing when they're sleeping and they have loud snoring. And we're told about 80% of those with sleep apnea have moderate to severe symptoms. Even pediatricians are seeing this in kids. And again, it's all about that iodine problem. Okay, that's what the base cause of it is. So there are several different types of sleep apnea. There's obstructive sleep apnea, central sleep apnea, complex sleep apnea. But it's the iodine deficiency that's the real key. And you don't have to worry about treating any special type of sleep apnea. It's just get some iodine. Some of the complications, American Sleep Apnea Association does state that your sleep apnea does produce a reduction in oxygen. You can wake up with headaches in the morning. It can even produce a heart attack. Of course, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Of course, we know that now. Loss of concentration, depression, stroke, AFib, all this can be because you don't have the minerals in your system. And we're just not getting the right salt. 84 microminerals heart-friendly salt is from sun-dried salt, not processed salt. Okay, if you're looking for salt, I mean, it's a game-changer again to have the right salt for the electrolytes so that it's an electrical conduit through the system. So, you know, signals can get from the brain to the rest of the body and, of course, that heart to make sure you got a steady heartbeat. It's so simple. If you take a pinch of the sun-dried salt, put it in your mouth, you're not thirsty. It's totally different salt. It's the kind of salt Jesus had. It's from the salt flats off the ocean, and it's sun-dried. It's so simple. It's child's play, really. But it has the minerals in it. But, you know, of course, what do? We refine the salt and sell the minerals to other, you know, businesses and companies for more profit, and you get nothing. So sun-dried Celtic sea salt. If you're looking for that, of course, the folks at powerherbs.com have it. It's one of those basic elements for health. You definitely want to tap into that. Spend $16 and get a bag of it for a year, and you'll be amazed. Just use it. You know, you're going to use a third less salt anyway because it's so good, but it's not a cardiovascular risk, hypertension risk. Well, moving along here with this connection, a lot of medical treatments on sleep apnea over the last couple of years, 20 years actually, patients and their family members have said that, you know, they're tired of the CPAP machines. They're tired of this. They're tired of that. They want some freedom. I mean, can you sleep with a mask on your face? No. You can't turn over. You can't, you know, it's just bulky. And plus that sleep apnea machine does harbor bacteria and you can get really in serious lung infections. So, and then of course, you know, the surgery risk, we talked about the risks for, thyroid surgery, and, they also have surgery for the neck. They remove adenoids and things like that. And it's not getting at the cause. And so how can you expect any resolution? You're not going to get one. Doctors are just going to do what they know they've been taught to do, shrug their shoulders and says you're just going to have to live with it. I refuse to accept that. I mean, you went to medical school, you went to residency, you've been in practice, and how is it that this humble herbalist has found the research that says exposes all of that to be a bunch of nonsense? You know, I just shake my head. I just shake my head. Here is a quote from an anesthesiologist called Jeffrey Gross. If you have sleep apnea, you may not be able to have surgery. They're really worried about you because for a long time, he says, we weren't really attuned to the problem of sleep apnea. So we're seeing a lot more of that than we used to. And it's increased our awareness. Also, Susan Redline, she's a clinical director of sleep apnea, Brigham Women's Hospital. She says, we hope that a lot of these studies will focus attention on the importance of sleep apnea in men and women. They are historically underdiagnosed, but it really does affect the anesthesia. I mean, you could die so easily under anesthesia. You have sleep apnea, and a lot of these anesthesiologists went in and gassed these patients and were not even told they have sleep apnea. Well, there was also a Yale study. Yale University conducted a study in 2007. They were looking at the risks associated with cardio events and sleep apnea. So they discovered some severe cases of sleep apnea run a greater risk of developing heart disease and then dying early. So Dr. Naomi Shea of the Yale study said that they tracked this association between sleep apnea and heart disease and the outcome. Well, of course, we're back to the black walnut mineral with the iodine, and without it, the cholesterol level goes up. It affects the blood. It affects the consistency of the blood, which puts pressure on the heart. So, hello, the domino effect. And so what do they do? Well, you know, they want to put patients on monitoring devices and they want to put them on bypass surgery and heart drugs and things like that. And it all comes down to a little mineral called iodine. Think about it. Think about this. Are you disgusted yet? I know I worked in medicine, so I mean, I understand how these people think. And they've been trained this way. But the point is, resolutions aren't really the goal of modern medicine. It's to manage your problem for you. That's lucrative for them. It's not curing you of it. That's not lucrative enough. Healthy people make them no money, is the point. Well, in 2007, Rutgers University did some research on the thyroid hormones that regulate your sleep. Dr. Joseph Martin was a biologist on the study. He says, we're just finding out now how important the thyroid is. They think it also helps prevent cancer. They're trying to figure out how that works. But again, you know, it manufactures hormones, and the hormones go out through the body, and they help regulate other body functions, including your sleep, breathing during sleep, of course, your cholesterol levels and some other things. So thyroid hormones, they have found, act like receptors, especially in your brain cells, for neurotransmitters. And also they found that the hormones that the thyroid makes affects your cellular activity and your regeneration cycle, replacing healthy cells, you know, the bad cells with healthy cells, so you don't get cancer. So, you know, modern medicine just thought, hey, the thyroid just regulates your body temperature and your weight, and that's it. But now this new research is saying, nope, it does more than that. According to Dr. Joseph Martin, he says, we are just beginning to learn the true extent of the thyroid hormones and their impact on overall health. And so if you want to keep that thyroid happy, you make sure you get your minerals, okay? And you make sure you get your natural iodine. I'm not talking about synthetic iodine. I'm not talking about injections. I'm talking about mineral-rich whole food stuff. All right? So, nutshell, you want black walnut tincture, mullein tincture, and Siberian ginseng to help that that thyroid balance, okay? If you need cardio strengthening in the meantime, the folks over at Apothecaribs also have your heart and cholesterol formulas, hawthorn berries to reduce blood clots and stroke risk, circulation improvement, motherwort for AFib or heart flutters. They even have a heart attack pack. 1 second's count and you're in a remote area. Definitely want that. Other formulas that can help with your wellness if you're all stressed out and depressed because of the thyroid imbalance. While you get that balance back, valerian root or their emotional stress formula, all whole food herbs to help balance, again, the neurotransmitters that affect mood. Body food mix, lots of energy, supplements, amino acids, plant proteins, vitamins and minerals, again, that you're missing probably from your diet. If it's a diabetic issue, they have herbs for that. If it's brain, cognitive function and memory, they got herbs for that too. If it's improving sleep, again, there are herbs for all these things. God said herbs are here for the service of man and healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So why aren't you believing him? Why are you running for a prescription? Prescriptions are going to get rid of your initial complaint chemically while you're on the drug, but they're going to give you a side effect, which is another problem, probably worse than the first one. So that's their motto. That's the way it works. All right, so just about out of time, so don't forget, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. They even have an area for sleep apnea on their website. You just click on that if you want to go there. If you want to give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And don't forget, 35% off through December. Cash in on that big sale. I don't think that's going to come back anytime soon. That's like two sales combined, so take advantage. Also, sign up for their newsletters. They're free on the website under Books and Newsletters tab, and you have to have email to receive them. But you'll get wellness information each and every week that will empower you and you can pass it on to family and friends. Pass on the empowerment. Take it back. It's yours. God says it's yours. He promises it. I'm just about out of time, but I want you to be well out there. You know, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.